Welcome to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast, where we talk everything self-worth, self-love, and breaking the cycle of toxic relationships with your host, Tanya Rawls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast. I'm so excited to have you guys back here. Let me tell you, it has been the craziest couple months. You've probably heard me say this a few times, but yes, yeah, so I've been on bed rest. I'm 17 weeks pregnant. I've been on bed rest for 3 weeks now, actually 3 weeks today, and went to the doctor a couple days ago just to find out that I will probably be on bed rest for the rest of my pregnancy. Needless to say, I'm going stir crazy. One good thing, I guess, is that I have come up with a ton of ideas for my podcast and a few other things that I'm doing in my Facebook group that, you know, is free content and some all kinds of different ideas that I have going on. But yeah, it is hard. I have been on bed rest before, but this will definitely be the longest. So yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to have a doctor's appointment today that got canceled because of the weather. And I have to say that I'm a little bit sad because I was excited to get out of the house. I guess when you're on bed rest, it's the little things that, you know, keep you going. But yes, that's not what this podcast is about. I just had to give you guys a little update on my life and let you know that, yeah, things don't always go the way that you think they're going to go. And you sometimes just have to roll with the punches and, you know, you can't change it, but you just deal with it the best you can and make the best of it. And, you know, sometimes those things, you know, are for the best. I said I wanted to do a lot more of stuff with my business this year and work on it more, and not the way I thought I was going to be doing it, but this gives me that opportunity. So yes, for this podcast today, we are talking about how to believe in yourself more. So, you know, every year, everybody has their resolutions, they have their goals, and I actually just did in my Facebook group, which you can click the link in the show notes, and if you want to join, but I have where you can sign up for how to break down your goals. Because to have a goal or a resolution that you want to achieve and you want to reach it successfully, you have to break down those goals. You have to know, you know, the basics of why and what you're doing and break it down to steps so that you're more likely to be successful. Well, one of the things on that list of breaking down a goal is that you have to believe in yourself. And we all know that sometimes that's hard. If you've been in any kind of toxic relationship or had any kind of trauma in the past, you know that it is hard to believe in yourself. There has been times that I have felt like crap. Like, you know what? I didn't think I was worth it. I didn't think I would ever be successful. I didn't think I was deserving of getting through nursing school. And you hear how horrible you are. You get put down. You have all these bad things come up in your life that just seem to knock you down. And more, you start believing less in yourself. You look at social media and you have these perfect models with these great bodies and these people with these amazing lives where they're living in these vacation places and they're going away on jets, and all that stuff just kind of wears on you and it just knocks you down a few more notches. And like I said, I have been there. When I got divorced both times, but especially the second time, after going through horrible toxic relationships, I didn't think I was worth anything. I felt like I was a failure for my divorce. I felt like I had to move back in with my parents, and I felt like, oh my God, this is like horrible. Who wants to admit that? My kids were suffering because my ex-husband refused to have any contact with them. It was a lot. And I really spent the first couple years after that divorce thinking that I was stuck and this is where I was going to be, and it was pointless in doing anything else. So I know what it's like to feel like you're stuck at the bottom and you don't believe in yourself and you don't think you're worth it. So I just want to give you guys some tips today on, you know, 10 tips on kind of how to believe in yourself more. And I will tell you, it takes work. there is not one clear-cut answer. I wish I could give you a magic wand and make you love yourself and believe yourself and know that you can are able to do amazing things, but I can't. It took work for me, and it's going to take work for you. And the first step is actually just, you know, realizing that you want something and that you, you know, it took me realizing I wanted something different for my kids and that I had to fix myself. And I don't even want to say that, you know, I was broken, because I hate hearing that you're broken, you know, because then it makes you feel like you're unfixable. And no, I just had cracks that need healing. And I guess that's not even fixing's a word. I just needed to be healed. And when I started realizing that I needed to be healed and I started taking steps, I didn't know which way to go. I didn't have answers. This was all new to me. And I kind of just put all this stuff together. And so I'm just going to give you my top 10 tips. Take what works for you. And you know what? Sometimes you come up with different ideas just by, you know, or like, oh, wait, this might not work for me, but this might. So my number one tip for helping you believe in yourself more is to journal. You probably knew I was going to say that, because I swear I'm the journaling queen. I love journaling and all things about it. If you don't like the word journal, then let's just use the word list. But journal or list things that you have accomplished or that you can do well. And don't tell me there's nothing, because there's always something. And it may be something simple as far as, you know what? You finished high school. Yeah, that was a long time ago, maybe, but you did it. You have kept your kids alive to this point. You know, they're fed every night. You know, you have a job and you have a house over your head. Whatever it is, it can be little things or it can be big things. One of my lists of accomplishments is that I graduated nursing school as a single mom. You know, that is an amazing feat, and I'm very proud of that, and I'm not going to let anybody tell me that it's not. But some of my other things are, you know, little things like, you know what, my kids have always had a house over their head. You know, even if it was living with my mom, guess what? They still had a roof over their head, and I did what was best for myself and my kids at that time to make sure that they were safe. What can I do well? I can listen to people. I can empathize. I'm very empathetic. So what are your things? Make a list or journal those things that you have accomplished or that you can do well. And focus on those things. Remind yourself of those things. When you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't apply for this new job, or I can't go back to school, or I'm such a complete failure. You know, I'm late on my bills. Guess what? At least they're paid. And maybe they're not, but oh well, you have other things that, you know, you can do. Just focus on that list and that journal and remind yourself. Number two is to replace your negative beliefs and replace them with positive ones. So back to listing and journaling. I mean, you can do this in your head, but it does get a little more difficult. So I will say that it's easier to do this one if you journal or list. I know, journaling. But write down a list of all your negative beliefs. That you never make enough money, that money is hard to do, that you can't go to school because you're a single mom, that you will never own your own house because you're a single mom. Write down every single negative belief you have, that you're a bad mom because you're single. I used to think that me alone being a single mom made me a bad mom. Write down all those negative beliefs, and then I want you to take and make them positive. You know what? Yes, I struggle to pay my bills, but I do pay them. I work hard and have a job so that I can pay my bills. I have everything that I need to survive. Maybe I don't have a brand name car or, you know, designer clothes, but I have money for everything that I need. I have people who are supportive that make sure that I have what I need. I graduated nursing school. I am smart. Whatever it is, take those negative beliefs and turn them into something positive. And if you have a hard time with it, just change a few words around. I get it. It's hard sometimes, and it's always hard for me to talk about myself and brag on myself. Yeah, I graduated nursing school. you know, that for a long time was, yeah, I would say it, but I always felt weird about it because it's so hard to say, you know, happy things about yourself or to feel like you're tooting your own horn or what, however you want to put it. But just take that and take those negative beliefs and turn them into something positive and take one by one. If you get stuck on one, don't stress about it. Let it go and just come back to it. You know, maybe it's a couple days you'll come back to it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, you know what? This happened. This is proof that this negative belief is not true. I am not fat. I am not ugly. Whatever those negative beliefs, and some of those beliefs are super hard. You know, I had a toxic relationship. That must mean I'm a bad partner. Well, no, that doesn't mean you're a bad partner. It means that you didn't put up with crap and you left. That's why you're not with that person anymore. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, if you had someone cheat on you, you think that you're not worthy enough because your ex cheated on you. That's not about you. It's about them. You know, they are immature. You're the one that was committed and you were the one that was there. You were the one that was working hard. So take those beliefs and crush them and write down positive beliefs. Okay, my number three tip is to start creating positive, healthy habits. And I know this sounds kind of weird maybe, but I will tell you, I used to hate to work out. I used to hate exercising. I am actually going stir crazy now because I can't exercise because I'm on bed rest. But there was a time when I hated exercising and I made myself do it every day, 30 minutes a day, no excuses, because I knew if I said I'm going to do it 3 or 5 times a day that I would come up with an excuse and be like, I'll start tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And it would never happen. So I had to do it every day. That's just something that worked for me. But once I started doing those habits and sticking to them and creating those positive habits and refusing to break a promise to myself because I promised myself I was going to do it, I started believing myself more because then I knew I could do something. So even if it's something small, you're going to give up soda. Once you start doing that, you start believing yourself because you're like, guess what? I did something I didn't think I could do. You know, I started drinking half my body weight in water every day. Oh my gosh, I can do something. So start creating positive, healthy habits and you will be surprised at how much you start believing in yourself just a little bit more each time that you do that and you accomplish what you want to do, which kind of goes along with tip number four, taking small steps towards your goals. So we all have goals. We all have dreams. Sometimes they get lost because we're so stuck in being a parent or, you know, working hard that we kind of just don't think about them, but they're there. They're in the back of our brain somewhere, and we have goals and dreams. So pick a goal, figure out what that goal is, you know, and then start making small steps towards it. And each time you do a small step, you're going to feel more and more empowered and believe in yourself more and believe that you can actually reach that goal. So just start taking those little steps. You know, you want to go back to college, you know, apply to the college, take the entrance exam. Maybe you can only take one class at a time. Oh, well, nobody says you have to have it all done in 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, whatever the case may be. Just take those small steps forward. You know, you want to lose 100 pounds. Maybe the first step is just getting rid of soda. Maybe it's just, you know, exercising 2 days a week. You know, maybe it's walking around your block once a week. Whatever the case may be, just do those small steps towards your goals. And that's where, like I said, my breaking the goals down will help because it breaks down those small steps so that you can see how important those steps are. Because if you can just say, I'm going to do this goal, if you don't break it down to small steps, how are you going to know how to get there? You can't take a trip across the country and drive across the country if you don't know what route you're going to get there. So just start making those small steps towards your goals. Tip number five is, and I've already kind of talked about this, but get rid of the negative influences around you. I went through social media about a year and a half ago when I first started this journey on bettering myself and breaking my cycle of toxic relationships. And one of the first things I did was go through and get rid of anybody on social media that did not make me feel good. And even if it wasn't anybody's fault, like it could have been someone at that time that had a great looking body and was always posting these beautiful pictures of, even if they had clothes on, well, they always had clothes on, but you know what I mean? Like, even if they were just had a nice outfit on, if it just made me feel icky because I just wasn't in that space, guess what? I got rid of them. If it was someone that had beliefs that were different than mine and they were always spilling them out, especially during the election, because I cannot stand politics, I got rid of them. Get rid of the negativity, because that stuff will bring you down, especially if it's image stuff. Because as we know, most women at some point in time in their life have had negative views on their body image, because it's blasted to us from the time we could walk, and probably before, that we had to fit this mold. So get rid of that, because it's just going to weigh yourself down. And it's almost like having someone in your head constantly telling you you're ugly, you're fat, you're too skinny, you're not strong enough, you don't have enough muscles, your hair's not long enough, you have the wrong color eyes, the wrong color hair, the wrong color skin, whatever the case may be. It's like having someone in your head telling you that constantly, because you're seeing that all the time, and your inkling is to compare yourself. Even if you don't do it intentionally, you are comparing yourself, because you're like, well, if I look like that, I'd be happy. No, that's not true. You don't know what that person's going through. And also it goes for, even if it's not just comparing, if all you see is this negative images, this is hence why I don't watch the news all the time, you're going to start feeling icky, you're going to start feeling miserable, and you're going to start feeling negative. So get rid of the negative influences around you. And this goes for, unfortunately, the people in your life that are physical people. If they're not serving you, limit them if you can't completely cut them out. But if it's someone that serves you no purpose and it's just an acquaintance, get rid of them. You don't need the negativity in your life. And if it is someone that's like that you don't want to completely cut out, like your mom, your dad, your grandpa, then set boundaries and limit your time. Okay, number 6 is to find books or podcasts or whatever, YouTube videos, social media links, whatever the case may be, that help you feel better. When I started my journey, I read the book by Rachel Hollis. I love that book, Girl, Wash Your Face. I cried during the first couple pages because it was such an eye-opener that somebody totally understood what I was going through on some level. So that, I had never listened to a podcast up until that point. I used to think podcasts were kind of silly. Now I have one, but at the time I thought they were silly. And I'm like, I would never, because all I'd heard about is the podcasts that were like, you know, murder mysteries or the news or whatever, you know, stuff that I wasn't interested in. And so she had a podcast and I started listening to it. And then, of course, the more you listen to one, then you get recommendations for others. And I found that I love podcasts. It's part of my morning routine, is to listen to podcasts and to read books. So find those self-help books. Another great book I read was Codependent No More. Total eye-opener. I have total codependency traits. I still have some, but I work on them every day. So find those habits or find those books and those podcasts and start learning. Because when you learn something and when you are surrounded by positive things, it's like getting rid of the negative things. It's going to do the opposite of having those negative things in your life. And then number 7 is learn something new. Can you imagine how excited you'd be if you learned something new? And it might be something as simple as, I don't know, learning to crochet, learning to knit, whatever it might be, learn something new. Because when you accomplish that, believe me, you're going to feel better about yourself. Maybe it's learning to bake a cake. Maybe it's learning to make sushi. That is something that's on my bucket list because I absolutely love sushi. It's one of my favorite foods. But learn something new, you know, and it can be something cheap. It doesn't have to be you have to go take a class. Believe me, there are so many YouTube videos. I learned the basics of crocheting from someone, but a couple years ago when I just needed something to do, I started crocheting and I got most of those videos off of YouTube. So you can find anything on YouTube, anything on the internet, just learn something new. Okay, and then number 8 is start practicing self-care. So we know if you're a single mom, or even if you're a busy person who works full time, you know that self-care is probably the last thing that you have time for. But it is so important for you to take care of yourself, because once you start taking care of yourself, It sounds weird that you start believing in yourself, but believe me, you do. You start feeling better about yourself, and the better you feel about yourself, the more you believe in yourself. You know, even if it's like a 10-minute bath, or it's 5 minutes of locking yourself in the closet and just sitting there in silence and taking deep breaths. Maybe it's painting your nails. It doesn't have to be expensive. I love getting my nails done, but I can't tell you the last time I got my nails done. It's just, you know, it's one of those things I just haven't had time or, you know, the money to spend on right now, but because I spend my money on other things that I enjoy. But, you know, like whatever it is, I love going to breweries. Sushi and breweries are my two favorite things. And I do those things. I have, my boyfriend and I have a date night that we do every week. Well, okay. Up until now, we got out of the house every week to have a date night because it was something we loved to do together. And it was time away from the kids. You may not be able to do that. Maybe it's 10 minutes, like I said, in the bathtub. Maybe it's 15 minutes sitting in the closet reading a book. Maybe it's listening to music and dancing around the house. Whatever it is, just practice some at least 5 minutes a day to yourself where you have self-care. Maybe you need to get up earlier in the morning and spend 10 minutes meditating or listening to music or reading a book or journaling, but take that time to practice that self-care and in doing those things that you enjoy doing. Okay, number 9, we're almost towards the end of the list. Embrace the past as lessons and look at what it has taught you. So this is another good journaling one, is to look at your past. Look at your past traumas. Look at your past toxic relationships, the hardships you've gone. Maybe you've been homeless. What has that lesson taught you? How have you made it out of that situation? You know, look at those things and look at what the lessons it taught you and look at what you did to get out of there, out of that situation, you know, how you survived. Like, just acknowledge those things. You have to learn to accept your past because, and this will be a whole nother podcast, you can't change that story, but you can change the meaning. So look at those past lessons and what it has taught you, because you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I've made it through. I've been through hell and back. And guess what? I made it through. It may have been hard. It may have been difficult, but it didn't break me. It didn't keep me down. I made it through. And look what lessons it taught you. You know, looking at my toxic relationships now, it has taught me that when I got in my current relationship, the signs that I knew that I need to look out for, the red flags, what I was going to accept and not accept, you know, what were deal breakers for me. So look at your past and look at, like I said, what it has taught you and, you know, how far you've come, because there's nothing that makes you believe in yourself more than realizing that you have been at the bottom and where you're at now. Even if it's not at the top, even if you are still feel like you're at the bottom, you're probably not as much at the bottom as you were in that situation. Okay, the last one is number 10, is to work on what you say. So work on what you say. And this isn't just verbally, like complaining. I actually did a thing with one of my coaches that I have for myself personally that was all about complaining. So you would take and I've done this as a challenge in my group, a rubber band, probably not a rubber band because those were a little too tight, but a hair tie is what I had, but something, a bracelet or something, and you put it on your wrist, and every time you find yourself complaining, you switch to the other wrist. And you would not believe how many times I caught myself complaining, and it wasn't even, it was about silly things. Oh, my back hurts today. Oh, I'm tired today. So pay attention to the complaining and the negativity, because obviously the more negative you are, the more like crap you're going to feel like. And then also your internal dialogue. Now, to me, this is more important than what you say out verbally, because our internal dialogue is the things that we say to ourselves. These are the things that we say, you know, oh my God, I'm just such a failure. Oh, my life sucks. Oh, I'm fat. Oh, I'm ugly. Oh, I'm just too skinny. Oh, I'll never be successful. I will always struggle with money. Whatever those negative things are that you're saying in your head, catch yourself when you say that and stop yourself. If all you can do is stop yourself and say, nope, that's not true, then that's what you do. But if you can't in that moment change that internal dialogue, do it. And the more you start being aware of what you're saying to yourself and what you're saying out loud negatively, the more you're going to catch yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, you're not going to realize how much crap you say to yourself. Because you say a lot of shit to yourself. You would be surprised, because I do it. I mean, obviously I'm way better, but there's still times I'll like catch myself saying something and I'll stop myself and say, you know, that's not true. Okay, I don't really say it out loud. Well, I guess if I'm home alone, I might say it out loud. Try not to look like I'm crazy too much. But yes, be aware of the internal dialogue that you say and what you're saying. You know, stay away from gossip. Stay away from negativity. Because all that is going to wear you down. And like I said, the more negative you feel, you're going to feel negative about yourself. It all feeds off of that. And I know we're talking about believing in yourself, but in order to believe in yourself, you have to feel happy and positive about yourself. And you don't do that when you're always in a state of negativity, even if it's not about yourself. But it usually kind of bleeds into that, and you eventually start hating yourself and hating your life and just feeling all right, miserable. And you're not going to reach those goals if you feel that way. So those are my 10 tips for helping you to believe in yourself more. I hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast. It was one of my favorite ones just because I was so pumped about it. And like I said, I have been there, and you know, it's like something you have to work on all the time. There is no quick fix. You will not all of a sudden not have to ever worry about it again. It's something you have to work on. And it's something that I love doing these podcasts because it's also on some form a healing for me and work that I remind myself that I have to continue to do. So I do it for myself as much as I do it for you guys. So yeah, feel free to join my Facebook group. Like I said, the link is in the show notes. And you know, rate and review this podcast, because you know, the more that people rate and review and subscribe, the more that it gets it out there. And I, like I said, I love helping people, and I will talk to you all again next week. I hope everybody has an amazing week. And like I said, if you're in my Facebook group, feel free to DM me if you have any questions, concerns, or just need support.